Happy Monday, everybody. Welcome back to Love is Like with Desalina. Happy Monday. For some of us, we are experiencing a very not so happy Monday. If you guys can, top of the show, you know, we always like to start with love. That's what this show is all about. Embracing, creating, manifesting love. So the people that are in the Palisades area, Brentwood, keep them in prayers and love. We had, unfortunately, another fire, so we want to just keep them in good spaces. Just if you can't do anything, you can't donate, donate a prayer. Donate some love. Just send it their way because Cali is having a hard time once again. But before we get into it, let's go ahead and pay some of these bills and know who you guys are hanging out with for today.
The views and comments expressed do not reflect the opinions of eWater Radio. All comments and views are show guest views and comments and in no way reflect views or comments of eWater Radio, KEWR-DB, or its affiliates.
You're listening to eWater Radio, KEWR-DB.
All right, welcome back, guys. So you already know you're here with Desalina, and love is like with me. So let's get into it. Today's topic, can men love like women? Can they put all their heart and soul into us or into anything that they do? Because we know men have some very interesting qualities about themselves that I actually admire, and sometimes maybe just a pinch here and there, I can be a little jealous. For instance, I know a lot of them are very dedicated with things that they put their minds to, and all they see is what they see. And I think that's amazing. So women, we can learn a lot from these guys. And I want to take it a little bit further, too, where how do we think that they love? And guys, chime in, too. How do we think that they love? And does love stop with them? And when does it start? And anybody, just for any question, when does love start for you and when does it stop? And do you think that it transitions? Can you just love a person, just love, 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 as our grandmother or whoever would say, ooh, I just love their little dirty drawers. However, we just hope those drawers are clean when we have to deal with them. But we love them and then people, and then sometimes it can transition into being in love with them or in love with the things that they do. So let's look at that aspect under a microscope. Let's dissect that today. Let's really tap into those ideas of, can a man love like a woman? Can they? Guys, tell me about it. Talk to me. You know the number. If you don't, here it is, 323-642-1757. But right now, we about to put our back into it with a woman who has just gave us so much life and where she was once in love and love has transitioned for her. So let these wheels turn a little bit. Stay tuned. Tina Turner, Proud Mary.
You know, every now and then, I think you might like to hear something from us. Nice, easy. There's just one thing.
Job down in the city.
You see, we never, ever do nothing.
Working for the man.
Nice,
every night and
easy
day.
We always
but
do it.
I never lost
nice,
one minute
and rough.
And I will work,
but we're gonna take the beginning of this song
the thing
and do it
been
easy.
Big wheel, keep
but then we're gonna do the finish
turning.
Rough.
Proud Mary,
the way we
keep
do.
On burning.
Proud Mary.
And we're rolling. Ooh, rolling. Ooh, rolling on the river.
Listen to the story.
Left a good job
down in the city.
looking for the man every night and day. And I never lost one minute of sleep.
And I was worried
about the way that things might have been.
You know that
big wheel keep on turning. Rosemary, keep on
KEWRDB.
All right. I hope that was enough just to shake y'all up or at least give y'all some movement in your seats and be able to add a little snap or snip to your step today. So, welcome back. Topic is, can men love like women? And I'm not talking about those dudes who are super clingy or who remind you of, like, your friend who won't stop calling the guys, like, do you love me? Why you don't think I'm cute anymore? What happened? Did I burn the toast too much? Not that type of love. Not that garbage, like, oh, my God, this is some type of stalker type person. No. I'm talking about that when they look at us, when they fall in love with food, and not replacing food with a relationship. It's not like, oh, my God, that chocolate was just better than you know what. No. Are they capable of loving like how we do? And I'm not saying replace one thing with the other, but it's just, are they able to put both feet in? And here's something, ladies, we have to think about. Are you the one where they would want to put all feet in with? Sometimes we think like, well, how can they date us for 5-10 years and then they meet some little random that they walk and see somewhere out in the street or supermarket or wherever, and they marry them and be happily ever after? Well, sometimes that happens. So let's tap into why we would think that would be so. So I'm going to put myself out there because this is a safe place to discuss life issues or life concerns. I've dated someone. We were together probably about, I'd say about 6 months. I think that's fair. I think I've allowed myself to tolerate as much as I could. And 6 months, I gave it a go. It was perfect the first 3 months. You know how that goes. You have your tester months, and then you allow that person to be a little bit more permanent in your life, in your space. It didn't work out. Was I happy? Yes. Was I sad? Yes. What I was sad about, because I allowed this person to come into my life, and I felt that it was disrupted. It was just what I didn't need. I felt like I was betrayed, bamboozled. And it's not that the person cheated. They did not cheat at all. But what I felt was I could have done something better with my time. And I allowed that person to take up space. And then I learned valuable lessons after that. So let's tap into that a little bit more. But we do have a caller, so let me go ahead and see what they think. Hello, caller. You're on live with Love is Life with Desalina. What's going on? Can men love like women? Oh, it looks like the caller disappeared. Probably had a drop call or something. So maybe they'll get a chance to call back and we can have a discussion. So moving on, it just didn't work. I think during that time, we were both evolving. We can't expect a child to do adult things. We can't expect a middle-aged adult, a senior, to do what they used to do. Because I think that's unfair, right? We can't expect a child to know how to pay a bill. We can't expect the average geriatric or senior to go running if they haven't been conditioned at some time to keep their body in that type of shape to do a 5K. Granted, for seniors out there, and if you can do it, hey, more power to you. You are definitely inspiration. But the average person, they're not going to be able to do that. So why, for someone like myself and someone like the person I was dating, to be at the same place, to want to transition into be something more when they're not ready? I think that's unfair. So it wasn't the time. But what I did get out of it, he was courteous. He was kind. He just wasn't meant to be with me. I wasn't meant to be with that person at that time because we gave it our best, but we did not give it our all because we had to learn how to like ourselves. We had to learn how to establish boundaries, establish who we are, and we were in transition as humans. So there's no way that we can be able to get to how some people have those amazing love stories where they meet in grade school and then they get married at high school and they stay married forever, like 50, 60, 70 years. That wasn't us. That was not our story. However, he went on to get married, had kids, beautiful family. I was proud of him because he was able to get to where he needed to be in life. Was I his practice wife? No, of course not. Wasn't going to get up and make breakfast, this, that, and the other. But I didn't mind ordering takeout or stopping in at the nearest brunch. Did that make me any less of a person or a supporter? Not at all. We still ate. We still got along. In the end, we just figured out that it was just not best for me, and it wasn't best for him. Did it hurt? Yeah, it hurt. Felt like when you forget you have a paper cut and you put hand sanitizer on. Ouch! But with that pain, there was growth. So for all of you beautiful people out there that are tuning in, remember this, Love is Like with Desalina. Remember, we're here to figure out what love is, what does it mean, and how do we use it. So here's a song that reminded me how that felt. I hope this can give you guys inspiration and a little aha moment. Take a breath. Jill Scott, Hear My Call.
Here I am again, asking questions, waiting to be moved. I am so unsure of my perception. What I thought I knew, I don't seem to. Where is the turn so I can get back to what I believe in, back to the old me and God? Please hear my call. I am afraid for me. Love has burned me raw. I need your healing.
Jill, isn't she awesome? I swear, I can just listen to that song on replay and just really sink into it. Really, really sink into it. Today I was talking with, I would say, a new friend. This person is beyond awesome. I will explain a little bit more about her later in the show. But hearing this song, we're able to cast all our hurt, our pain, to whatever we believe in, whoever we believe in. We can shout it, as we say, to the rooftops, mountaintops, at the sea, throw rocks in it, unload our handbags, and just go from A to Z. The cool thing about when you hear songs like this, it gives, I always feel like, a sense of power, because we don't have to stay in a place where we feel unloved or we don't feel safe. And when you know that, you can really just say, I'm going to take my power back. I'm going to take my love back, and I can figure out how I'm going to distribute it how I want to. And this is not just for a woman show. We don't bash anybody. We don't have time for that. That is not ever, ever, ever on our schedule. But our goal is to figure out how are we going to love and how other people love, because without information, we will not grow. We will not be able to manifest good, positive goals for ourselves and healthy goals. And healthy is not always where we can sit around and eat a salad, because it's a lot of days where I just want to eat candy and sit in the sun because it feels good. That's just my personal goal, but I know that I won't have nutrition, and I know my teeth will get all crazy, so therefore I got to add some type of greenage. But I don't think broccoli and candy will taste good either. Probably test that theory, but I'm pretty good with flavors. Chances are I'm pretty certain that would be nasty. However, we really need to be able to get this information, so I don't want it to be one-sided. Guys, you hear me? 323. 642-1757. Do you guys love like us? And if so, let us know. If not, let us know. Because if we get limited amount of information based on the ones who are honest and open, and then we get the ones that are like, yeah, y'all cool. It's cool. I mean, I like to. She all right. Or then you find that one where you're like, I really, really love music. I love her. I love my mama. I love my parents. I love my grandma. I love my dog. What is it like for you guys? Because I feel like if we understand your position on it, maybe we can love you guys better. Maybe we can love you more, or love you in a way where it's understood. So that way we can kind of get, not really the cheat codes, but we can get the correct codes on how to communicate better and not be in such of a miscommunication where we're just trapped on some random island and you guys are on the mainland and you're looking at us like, why the heck you guys keep waving at us? So let us know. Call in. Tell us something. Give us some info. What can we do? In the meantime, I would have to ask you these questions. When did love start for you? Did it start like how they say in the movies? It was just an amazing lyric over a dope beat. Was it that first cookie you had? Was it that girl who had the perfect edges with the great ponytails? What was it? Was it a Star Wars movie? What got you to think that you loved something or how to love? Was it something that your parents illustrated? Was it something that, you know, your mom or whoever you were inspired by? What was it? I'm so curious. And if you don't remember exactly how it started, do you remember how it ended? Or do you remember it transforming where you just knew that where it was just wasn't it, and you deserve to have more, or you deserve to have something different. So what exactly, what got it for you? So I would really like to just try to understand what exactly, how it was. So again, 323-642-1757, how did you love? And here's another question I will have for you. If you lost love, fell out, transitioned, it just plain ended, you was like, I'm done with this. Love is a mess. Can't do it. I'm over it. Do you think you can ever come back? Or do you think you have just fallen out and you don't want it ever, ever, never, ever again? Let me know. I want to be nosy. I want to figure out what you guys know so we can be better at it. So tell me something. Tell us something. What can we all do to accomplish this thing or conquer this thing called love that haunts us so much, where it is just here to just drive us crazy, cuckoo, back nuts, just marble in our eyes spinning around. Tell us something. We want to know. Tell me. All right. So, again, we're going to make sure we put some disclaimers out there, because this is not about me. This is about all of us working together, collectively, making some progress. Definitely got to make some progress. Okie doke. Here you go. Station ID and disclaimer.
You're listening to E-Water Radio, KEWRDB.
The views and comments expressed do not reflect the opinions of E-Water Radio. All comments and views are show guest views and comments, and in no way reflect views or comments of E-Water Radio, KEWRDB, or its affiliates.
forget. You better think again. Better wake up, because you're part of something way bigger. You're part of something way bigger. Not just a speck in the universe, not just some words in a Bible verse. You are the living word. You're part of something way bigger. Bigger than you, bigger than we. Bigger than the picture they framed us to see. But now we see it, and it ain't no secret, no. Understand the truth about that question in your soul. Look up, don't look down, then watch the answers unfold. Life is your birthright, say he's dead in the fine print. Take the pen and rewrite it. Step out your wisdom and step in your wisdom. Know that you're excellent, right? Spirit is teaching, no, I'm not just preaching. I'm taking my own advice. Let mama let you know. Mama's still trying, I can't get no days off. I don't get no days off, truly I'm feeling it. I had to say that thing twice. Trying to be a good wife. Still really hard, I can't lie. But I promise you I will fight, so I fight. If you're feeling frustrated, you're thinking I'm jumping it. Forgiveness is key, because we're fighting something way bigger. You never lose, we are winners. I'll be the roots, you'll be the tree. Pass on the fruit that was given to me. Legacy, we're part of something way bigger.
KEWRDB.
Well, 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 you guys are back. This is Love is Like with Desalina. I hope you guys enjoyed the two. Just a little something on different spectrums where it gave you a groove and it also gave you a hope empowerment. We had Bigger by Beyonce on the Lion King soundtrack, which is awesome. If you have not seen Lion King, check it out. It's amazing. And for some of you who knows me, yeah, I felt a little some type of way when Simba's father died. I think that was awful. However, he grew up to be amazing. And then we had our wonderful groove song by Erykah Badu back in the day. Man, wasn't things just easier back then? Oh, we have a caller. Thank you for tuning in. Love is Like with Desalina. Who might I have the pleasure to speak with?
My name is Lee Cannon.
Hi, Lee Cannon. So the topic of the day is, can men love like women? What's your thoughts?
Yes, men can love like women. Absolutely.
Okay. Fill us in.
Let me tell you, There was a great woman.
Okay.
A great woman that I once met. Her name is Desalina. That told me men can love just as hard as women. That's how
I'm
feeling you in my. But no, I mean, I just think it's just a great balance between men and women. Men doesn't show the emotion like women, but we do truly love just as hard as women.
Well, it's good to know, because sometimes, you know, we don't have this information to be able to share and how to explain to other young women growing up how each other operates. And it's complex as a female knowing how we are and we don't understand. So I just want to be able to bring this conversation to the table and get some ideas, get some information on how to love, how to make things simple. So I have some follow-up questions for you, Mr. Lee Cannon. When did love begin for you? When do you remember thinking back, when was the first time you realized you loved something? Doesn't matter what it was. When do you have that memory of falling in love with notion of loving something?
Well, I mean, of course, when I was born, you know, of course, you know, my mother and my father, I do have memories of just, mm-hmm. you know, being loved. The first time, you know, I heard hip hop, that was something that I loved.
Right.
Basketball, you know, that was a thing that I loved, continue to love. Video games. It's a lot of different
mm-hmm.
things than when I met my wife. You know, all of that was just the moment I really, truly found love. And it was at first sight.
Nice. Good to know. Let me ask you another question. Do you believe that love can transition?
No. Once you love something,
ooh.
I think you're going to always love it. You don't have to like it. You might not like it anymore,
mm-hmm.
but you will always love it.
Got it. And do you think that if love would ever end, would it come back?
I mean, it's possible. Anything is possible. But I'm saying
mm-hmm.
once you love something, it's possible that it can come back around full circle.
Though you may not like it for a while, but it can just come back.
Yeah.
Like a refresher, like the refresh button
like,
you have on
I
your
love,
internet.
I love steak, you know. I love all types of steak. But, you know, I don't like it anymore. I don't eat it. But
mm-hmm.
one day I might eat it again. You know, I might be iron deficient, and I might need it. So.
Nice. Well, that was good feedback. So what would you say to your fellow brothers out there that's afraid to love? Afraid to allow themselves to love.
Yeah, I don't think the brothers out there are afraid to love. They're just afraid to express love.
Mm. Okay. So what would you tell them? Would you tell them to don't be afraid, take the leap, take a baby step, but just what would you tell them?
No, I would just tell them to do it at their own pace. Don't rush into anything and just do it the way they feel fit. Don't do something just because you're being pressured into anything. You know, if you truly love something, you know, it'll show. But
mm-hmm.
just do it in a way where you feel comfortable in doing it.
Dope. Well, thank you so much for tuning in, for your input, Mr. Cannon. I hope the listeners out there will. Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. All right. Keep listening. You're on with Love is Like with Desalina. Stay tuned for our next song.
And those songs are really dope that you're playing. You should be a DJ.
Oh. Baby steps, Mr. Cannon. I can only do what I feel good at. But thank you.
Right.
Thank you for the compliment.
You have a good one.
Thanks for calling
in. Great show.
You
All right.
too. All right.
You're listening to E-Water Radio, KEWRDB.
All right, guys. So as You heard it there. It's from the horse's mouth, from a man. I can't make this up. Sound like a guy to me. He said all the things that he loved, where he felt love. Some people grow up with a nucleus. Some people do not. However, you will always remember where you felt loved, where you felt support. You will always remember your first love, whether if it was hip-hop, a steak, video games, basketball. Oh, man, I have memories of that, being at the Laker games or watching it at home. That first game, I remember the Bulls playing and Michael Jordan killing it. I just felt that I could be 7 feet tall and dunk on something. I'm just 7 feet tall in spirit. You know, it just comes and goes. But it's okay. I feel tall. But it's just amazing when you can have good feedback such as that, saying, hey, take your time. Do what feels good. Don't be rushed. And don't be afraid. So for the ones that are still trying to test the water, test it and see what happens. The biggest thing you can do is just to try and fail, then not try at all, because you'll never know what love feels like unless you put yourself out there. So if you can take time out to love, explore an idea of a video game or basketball, and or just putting yourself out there, just challenging yourself to get to the next level, be okay with challenging yourself at your own pace of being able to get to that next level of love. It's incredible. But I will always tell you to advance that with yourself first, where if you feel uncomfortable in certain areas, certain aspects, work on that first, because that will give you the tools that you need that you can use consistently so you can be successful in every area of your life. And hopefully that will be the opportunity that you need. Sometimes you need a little bit of a push, but we won't push you too much. So today, we're going to play another new jam, which is really a throwback for me. Name is Mate. Don't wait.
Gonna be be alright. My brother, my sister, we gon' be just fine.
It's been worth it, thank you. I'll be alone.
The views and comments expressed do not reflect the opinions of eWater Radio. All comments and views are show guest views and comments and in no way reflect views or comments of eWater Radio, KEWR, DB, or its affiliates.
You're listening to eWater Radio, KEWR-DB.
All right, you're back. If you're just now tuning in, thank you for taking the time out to check me out. This is Love Is Like with Deslina. Deslina herself, speaking in third person. You know, it's kind of weird, but sometimes it's kind of fun. Be okay with being weird. However, today I had a great conversation with some amazing people regarding love. You know, that's what I always try to focus on. How we love. Can we love better? Can we love different? Can love transition? Today's topic, can men love like women? According to Mr. Cannon and a few people of not wanting to be on the air just yet, but we will get them. Yeah, guys can love like us. They just need to take a little bit more time expressing and being comfortable with how they express how they love. Now, granted, if they show more love towards basketball, video games, pizza, they mama, they gotta love they mama. You ain't they mama. So this is what it is. She came first, you came second, or however, whatever number you are. Hopefully you don't add to the body count and it stops with you. We're just gonna say it just, you know, you're number two. So with that being said, they love differently. And don't be afraid to or to say, why do you love basketball more than me? Well, it's a different type of love. So don't be intimidated. But they are able to show what they need to show when they need to show it. So girls, ladies, our new ladies, our trans women, take this information and be able to put it into your pocketbook to hold on to it. They do express love how they need to. So don't rush them. Don't push them. Don't be that one like, do you think I'm pretty? Do you think I'm great? Do you think I'm... They're going to think you're annoying. So don't do that. What you can't do, it's just be able to reciprocate what they give you. Now, if it starts to get negative and it starts to get a little weird, give some space and then have a conversation so that way you guys can be able to get back on track. And then being friends is not a bad idea also. So that way you'll know how to best suit everybody's love needs. Speaking of love, today I met with a wonderful person. Her name is Audrey. She has a foundation called God is Love. It's amazing. They do toy drives in the wintertime, so expect to get more information when the next toy drive will be. I will put a link on my Instagram page, Love is Like with Devlina, so that way if you want to donate monetary gifts or you want to participate in a toy drive and find out where those locations are where you can drop off a unwrapped gift, and find out who and where you can contact, I will have that info posted today. I hope you guys got a chance to get some information today and get your wheels turning and thinking more about be patient with guys when they're not able to show what they have, because everyone's background is different, but their future can be better. So take this and just get some information going and have conversations with your friends, too. Give me some feedback. So if you heard my show a week or so ago and you're like, hey, I want to talk about this, call me. 563-642-1757. Also, if you missed the show today, guess what you can do? Go back and replay it. It's online, and you can hear everything. And if you want to give me some good feedback, send me in a DM. No pictures. I'm just going to put that out there. No pictures. If it's not family, no pictures. I have to say no pictures, period, because family can send me some pictures that is just not loving. So we're just going to keep it all the way clean. Okie doke. So let's continue to – this is something else that's uprising, I mean uplifting, and today is a little bit more of a Beyonce because we need it. These fires are driving us crazy over here in Cali. Keep the prayers pushing so that way we can get to winter without burning down everything and needing too much shelter. All right, here you go. Amazing and beautiful. Thank you for allowing me to come into your earlobes. Once again, sending you love and well wishes. Again, love yourself, love somebody, love everything about you. You are made the way that you are, which is beautiful. Take time out to remember that. Tell yourself one good thing. Tell somebody one good thing. Just continue to love the best you can. Have a good one, guys. This is Love is Life with Deslina.